إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة التوبة بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة، إلى آخر الآية. وعن أبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه، he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان، أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، والصدقة برهان، والصبر ضياء، والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك، كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. صدق الله وصدق رسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن شاء الله I'm going to continue with this profound hadith, those gems of wisdom of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and deal with the last statement of this hadith, profound hadith. كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. Let me just go over the hadith very quickly. At-tuhuru shatrul iman, purification is half the faith. And saying, praise be to Allah, praising Allah and glorifying Allah will fill the scales. The glorification and the praise will also give you immense rewards. It will fill that which is in the heavens and the earth in terms of rewards. وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورِ Salah is prayer, is light. And الصَّدَقَ burhan, charity is a proof of your truthfulness. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاء patience is illumination. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ And Qur'an is either an argument for you or against you. كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَايِعُ النَّفْسَةِ Everyone goes out in the morning selling himself. فَمُعْتِقُهَا Either he emancipate his soul, or مُوبِقُهَا Or destroys it. Each one of us goes out in the morning selling his soul. He either frees it, emancipates it, or destroys it. Now, is this not the true reality of us human beings? Everyday people, all kinds of people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, atheists, you name it, get up in the morning, leave their homes, and literally sell themselves. Strictly speaking, we, the believers, having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the hereafter, in the last day, also go out every morning to make a living, to study, to worship, etc. And in every instance, one is either sincere, honest, and truthful, or deceitful, liar, and dishonest. We may assess ourselves and determine who among these categories we belong to. Those who belong to the first category of people, the sincere, honest, and truthful ones, are in essence freeing their souls, while those belonging to the second category, the deceitful, liars, and dishonest, are in reality destroying themselves. Our actions lead us either to the bliss of paradise or destruction in hell. This has been beautifully depicted in Surah Al-Layl. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Certainly your endeavors, your efforts and deeds have divergent ends, different in aims and purposes. This is what we do when we leave. Every morning we get out of our homes with different goal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. As for him who gives and keeps his duty to Allah, is God-conscious, God-fearing, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and believes in the truth of the ultimate good, and believes in a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. For him we shall make easy the path towards goodness, towards that reward. We will make smooth for him the path of ease. On the other side, on the other hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. But he who is greedy and thinks himself self-sufficient, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and calls the ultimate good a lie, don't believe in the akhirah, and belies the good reward, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We will make smooth for him the path for evil. We learn from these great ayat that there are those who sell themselves for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who sell themselves for the devil. It is the job of Satan to persuade people that there is no such thing as akhirah, as life, the hereafter, the life after this life, and that this is the only life. And we have been warned over and over in the Quran about the deceits of and deception of Satan. So he will persuade some people, and it appears that the great majority of people today on earth are persuaded by his deception. He will say, there is no such thing as akhirah. It's only this world. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. It is only this world, the life of this world. We die, we go to sleep, the minor death. وَنَحْيَا, and we are revived, we wake up every morning. And we're not going to be resurrected after we die. The earthly death. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. And they will say, those who are influenced by the satanic ideas and the devilish philosophies, they will say, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. This is the only life. We die and we come back to life. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. And nothing destroys us except time. It's a matter of time before we die this earthly death. وما لهم بذلك من علم إن هم إلا يظنون. But they have really no knowledge of the true reality of our existence. It is only conjecture. Some people do get convinced of the deception of Satan. Some consciously sell themselves consciously to the devil straight off because of the promises he makes for them. And what does he promise them? Instant gratification and satisfaction through various means. Among the most popular is music, sex, and drugs. Wealth, power, and lust. Such people have sold themselves to this worldly life and their own desires. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Satan makes them promises and creates in them false desires. But Satan's promises are nothing but deception. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ عَنْهَا مَحِيصًا. Such people will have hell for their home and will find no escape from it. While others may not have directly sold themselves to Satan, they are influenced by his ideas and philosophies that are diametrically opposite to our ideologies and worldview. So some turn to become atheists, others socialists. They may be good at heart, but have sold themselves to false ideologies, and people give their lives to false beliefs and dogmas such as secularism, socialism, communism, and so on and so forth. Another way to deceive people. Such people who disbelieve in Allah and the last day, in no way they can harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah described them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Surely those who purchase kufr, disbelief, in exchange for iman, indeed they will not harm Allah, not in the least, and they will have a very painful punishment. Now you see the many paths one may take. And those who disbelieve in the hereafter are in reality selling their own selves to destruction, because this path leads to nowhere but the hellfire. Now the flip side of this is that there are believers who believe in the Islamic worldview, who believe in Allah and the Akhirah, and do their very best to live a life pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Baqarah explains, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. But there is also a kind of individual who would willingly sell his own self in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and God is most compassionate and kind toward His servants. This is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Incidentally, the very next ayah is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دُخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ. O you who believe, enter Islam in totality. Enter Islam in totality. If you are a Muslim and you want to be a good Muslim, if you are a Muslim and you want to be a good believer, you cannot pick and choose from Islam. It's one whole entire package. ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Enter Islam in its entirety. Picking and choosing. Taking from the Quran what suits your desire and rejecting what goes against your desires is not Islamic, and Allah will not accept it on the Day of Judgment. He will reject it, and I'm afraid we will be labeled among the hypocrites, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described, which I will share with you later on. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to enter Islam in its entirety, He's warning us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of Satan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, he is a clear enemy to you. Some Muslims may appear to be pious, but in reality, in their hearts, is a disease. They want both worlds, the dunya and the akhirah. So they pray, fast, fulfill their rituals, but they are deceitful liars. They are hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Of the people, you will find those who say, we believe in Allah and we believe in the last day. We cannot say to them that you don't believe. If they say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, they become our brothers and sisters in faith. But iman is something that is batini, something that is within. Only Allah knows. He says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. They think that they're deceiving Allah and the believers, when in reality they're deceiving none except themselves. In their hearts is a disease. So Allah increased them in that disease. About such people Allah explains, أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. Those individuals have purchased, they went out and sold themselves for misguidance in exchange for the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. And Allah made it very clear that such people will never be profitable. فما ربحت تجارتهم. And they will not be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to guide. Not only that. In another ayah more profound in the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَالْعَذَابَ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ. They are the ones who purchased misguidance with the guidance and the عَذَاب بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ and the punishment of the hereafter with the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Can they endure the fire? Will they endure the fire? How much can they endure the fire? Just as from among the people are those who consciously sell out themselves to the devil for worldly, temporary gain, there are those from among the Muslims, though they may be few, true believers, اللهم اجعلنا منهم اللهم آمين, who without any hesitation dedicate their lives for Allah's cause, pledging, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَٰلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Verily, surely, certainly, my salah and my offering, my sacrifice, my nusuk, my life and death is for my Rabb, the Lord of the worlds. He has no partner. لا شريك له. And of this I have been commanded, to be a faithful, sincere abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving Him and none else in this world. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I'm the first to submit. Those are the ones who sell themselves out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, my salah, my prayer, prayers are very dear to such people. Nusuk, sacrifice, which also means every act of worship in the absolute sense. Just as we have manasik al-hajj, we call them manasik al-hajj. The rites of Hajj, the rituals of Hajj, the acts of worship during the Hajj. In the same way here we understand that Nusuki means all of my acts of worship toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that my life and death are for Allah. And Salah is mentioned first, just as in the hadith, after purification and glorification, salah is mentioned as salatu nur, because it is the spirit of all good deeds, and of course one of the main pillars of our deen, as-salatu imaduddin. This pledge is the outcome of perfect faith and perfect sincerity. He is my Rabb. Allah is my Rabb. He is my Lord and the Lord of the worlds, who does not lose sight of me. I am His servant, and therefore I must not lose sight of my Master. Therefore, everything I do, my thoughts, my heart, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my feet, my actions, all move in His direction. All move toward Him, seeking His good pleasure. He is al-maqsood, He is al-matloob. He is the one who is sought, and He is my goal. You know, in tafsir ad-Durr al-Manthur, regarding this ayah, in the commentary of this ayah, a great sahabi, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, used to say, I honestly wish that every Muslim would keep reciting this ayah time and again, almost making it the constant formula for his or her life. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. One should be free from all types of shirk and nifaq, or any other worldly interest, and such people are ready to die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who consciously sell out themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for the priceless paradise, Jannah. As a matter of fact, you find these individuals striking a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A deal any one of us can make at any time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah had purchased. He didn't say from the Muslimin, from the believers, the true believers who are ready to give their lives up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He purchased their souls and also their wealth in exchange for paradise. Those are the ones who go out every morning selling themselves for Allah, for the price of paradise. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, Allahumma ameen. Now these individuals who consciously sell themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are aware of their duties toward the Lord. As a matter of fact, this ayah is the outcome of a bargain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had introduced in Surah As-Saff. And it's for everyone. In addressing us, the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ. O you who believe, shall I lead you to a bargain, a trade? Everyone goes out in the morning selling himself. Allah said, I have a better tijara. I have a better trade, a better bargain. Shall I show it to you? Shall I present my product to you? He's acting as a salesperson. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. A tijara that will save you from the torment of the hellfire. What is this tijara? Three things basically. Number one, تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم. That's it. You must have real faith in your Lord, not just a lip service. This lip service has to be a conviction within yaqeen. I believe in my Lord. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا Those are the true believers who believe in Allah and His Messenger and have no doubt about their faith. Not only believing in Allah and believing in the Messenger of Allah. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They strive and struggle in the path of Allah
to making Him supreme. To making Him supreme. لِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ وَإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَتِهِ To establish His system on earth. To make His word supreme. To make the Quran reign over all constitutions of the world.
If you're ready for this bargain, then congratulations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ
Indeed, Allah purchased from the believers, true believers, as He purchased from Abu Bakr, from Umar, from Uthman, from Talha, from Ali, from Bilal, from Az-Zubayr, from Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf, and the list goes on and on and on. They sold themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for paradise. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ And what's intriguing about this ayah, those who want to conclude the contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are ready to give their lives before their wealth. In all of the ayat that talk about jihad fi sabilillah, to struggle in the path of Allah, amwal precede the nafs. But only here. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ That's how sincere they are. They're ready to die for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the ones who go out in the morning selling themselves, freeing their souls, emancipating it from doom and destruction. اللهم اجعلنا منهم اللهم آمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم The theoretical aspect of it I've already shared with you from Surah As-Saff, the bargain. But how do you practically do it? How do you practically do it? Ayah 112 from Surah At-Tawbah. If you want to be ahead of me, inshallah, you study it. And next time I will talk about the practical aspects of selling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What must I do step by step? And that, inshallah, will be discussed next time. كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. Each one of us goes out in the morning as a vendor, selling his soul, selling himself. The Prophet very eloquently said, he either frees it, emancipates it, his soul, or he destroys it. And I've already shared with you the best example of those who sold themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sahaba al-Kiram, the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They literally sold themselves. Bilal radiallahu anhu. Nothing could make him change his mind. Sumayya, Yasir, not only weak and slaves sold themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the rich who were affluent and well-to-do, such as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Uthman, Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf, even a young man in his teens who left the riches of this world, Mus'ab bin Umayr, just to sell himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so many other companions. This last statement in the hadith makes it very clear. Now, by linking the previous jamza of wisdom to the last statement, one may conclude, and of course the hadith starts with the purification and the importance of external and internal purification. Both are equally important, the spiritual as well as the physical. Those who understand the meaning of tasbih and hamd, one who is familiar with and have a solid conviction in Allah's attributes and truly praise and glorify, not only through the tongues but also by actions. One who appreciates salah, who is very charitable, who is patient and resorts to the Quran frequently for constant guidance, are likely to sell themselves for Allah, thus emancipating their souls from hell on the day of judgment. While those who are heedless of those great gems of wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow their own vain desires, lusts and whims, are in reality bringing their souls to ruin. Every morning we have a choice. Either we follow the path of destruction or follow the path to salvation. Our souls are more precious than anything this world has to offer. Let us not sell the eternal, permanent, and perpetual bliss for temporary and short-lived pleasures. We are among the luckiest people on earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us the guidance. We ask Allah every day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And Allah said, there it is, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So there's a difference between those who really want to be muttaqi, God-conscious, who consciously want to live and die for Allah, and those who claim to be Muslims when in reality God only knows their state of affairs internally. We may not know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So if you consider yourself, and we should, to be among the God-fearing, God-righteous people, then we have the complete guidance. Let us stop running after other ideas, almost believing that Islam is bad. First, learn your faith. Learn those great concepts and ideologies we have before you come to the conclusion. If you consider yourself to be truly God-conscious, read the book for God's sake. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. We've already discussed that. The Qur'an will be either an argument for you or against you. And wallahi, unless you go through the Qur'an and you read the Qur'an, you understand and ponder upon the Qur'an, you will not come to the realization that I have no other option in this world but to sell my soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any cost. Look at what the Sahaba had to endure. All types of persecution. They never wavered. They never compromised their faith. When Bilal was being tortured like anything, Ahadun Ahad, one, no other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest shirk of today is materialism and secularism and all of these isms that make us doubt the very essence of our faith, al-Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fi as-silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter Islam in totality. But in order to enter Islam in totality, you need to know what Islam is all about. It's not only about the form. It's not only about salah and the rituals and the acts of worship. It's much more than that. It's a complete guidance. So all you who believe, enter Islam in its entirety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to Islam and make us of those who sell themselves directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live whatever content life here in this world, and may we be rewarded with the ultimate prize of paradise. Allahumma ameen.
إن الله ملائكته يصلون على نبي أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ومن عبادك المخلصين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله